Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bitcoin is unstoppable and will continue to change the world. In today's show, Bitcoin sees new all-time highs in three countries as Bitcoin price pokes $31,000. And quoting billionaire and legendary Wall Street fund manager Paul Tudor Jones, Bitcoin is the only thing humans can't adjust the supply in. I am going to stick with it. And quoting Max Keiser, of course the SEC is overreaching, but that won't stop them from killing off XRP and every other ish coin except Bitcoin. Of course, it's untouchable because there is virtually no rule of law whatsoever in Wall Street and finance. For those with money and clout, Brad Garlinghouse has been spending a lot to keep his Ponzi scheme going, but he can't outspend the Fed and Jamie Dimon. It's just a matter of when, not if, when XRP gets cut down. Also in today's show, ETF provider Prime to launch the first leveraged Bitcoin futures ETF in the U.S. this Tuesday. Also in today's show, Bitwise CEO calls for a multi-year Bitcoin bull run starting now as institutional FOMO continues. We'll also be discussing veteran trader Peter Brandt labels Bitcoin a legacy coin to outlast the make-believe crypto wannabes. We'll also be discussing a $1.5 trillion Bitcoin market cap incoming, predicts macro guru Hugh Hendry. We'll be discussing why and how. We'll also be discussing the top reasons why the Bitcoin price will likely hit $1 million, according to the Strike CEO, Jack Mallers, and that nobody can change that. Quoting him here, there are only two things I can guarantee in this world. Nobody can live forever. Nobody can create more than 21 million Bitcoin. For everything else, there will always be more supply, given enough demand. That's why the only two things I truly value are my life and my Bitcoin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome to pod episode number 1323. I'm your host, JV, and today is June 25th, 2023. The market is pumping. You gotta respect the pump. Bitcoin up 0.3%, trading back above 30,600. Let's see if we can hit 31,000 before the end of today's live stream. We have Ether up almost 1%, up trading just under 1,900. Also, as you can see, XRP, BNB, Solana, Polkadot, Cardano, all pumping it in the green. The crypto market cap sitting just under $1.2 trillion with about $32 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 49.9% with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Aave leading the pack up a whopping 26%, trading at $71, followed by PancakeSwap up almost 16%, trading at $1.62, followed by Synthetix up 14.5%, trading at $2.19. And welcome to everyone here in the live chat. Make sure to say hello. And at the end of the show, we'll be reading everyone's comments out loud. Now checking out the top gainers for the past week. We also have Aave here leading the pack up 25%, along with Cake up 15.8% and Synthetix up 14%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back in greed at a 64. Yesterday was a 62. Last week, a 49 neutral. And last month, a 49 neutral. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto? Be sure to make some noise in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis as Bitcoin price has hit new highs in three different countries around the world. And let's check out the charts and what is cracking right now. Bitcoin tapped 31,000 for the third time this year on June 25th as the weekly close promised volatility, and expect continued volatility because, as Michael Saylor once said, volatility equals life force, and Bitcoin has a lot of that, if you know what I mean. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View showed Bitcoin price movements focusing on yearly highs. Bitcoin price remained strong over the weekend as attention focused on geopolitical events such as Russia and surrounding states, with tensions lessening on the day. Curiosity over the market's reactions at the June 26 open remain, with the weekly candle close already a classic source of volatility coming first. And quoting crypto analyst Rec Capital, Bitcoin has broken the multi-month downtrend, which you can see in this chart in the blue, but a Bitcoin performs a weekly close like this, a new downtrend may form, which you can see here in the black. This could be the beginning of a new pattern. Lots can change before July. Most bullish scenario is the weekly close above $30,000. And it looks like we're on track to close above 30. He also says Bitcoin in mid-April rejected from 30,000 resistance. Let's see if Bitcoin can turn 30,000 into support. And fellow trader Crypto Tony shared Bitcoin update. If Bitcoin can consolidate around these highs at 31,000, then a burst up to 32,000 will be no problem. I believe in the bulls. That's what's up. Where my Bitcoin bulls at? And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, Bitcoin made a nice high through which it swept the yearly high. I am unsure whether we'll continue running from here, but during uptrends, you'll most likely see the price continuing to run rather than have deep corrections. If we have a correction, 28,500, I buy. So there you have it. How many of you would also take advantage of that dip? Write BTFD in the comments below as Bitcoin records keep tumbling. Despite the cool-off of volatility against the U.S. dollar, Bitcoin did manage to set new records in three countries this week, including Argentina, Venezuela, and Lebanon. Bitcoin hit its highest levels ever against their local currency because their currencies are hyperinflating, right? For those countries, that trend has continued throughout 2023 as inflation and macroeconomic policy choices quickly erode the purchasing power. And in Turkey, their lira plunged to new lows against the dollar. Bitcoin neared this area for its blow off top from December of 2021. And this is a very bold comment coming from legendary investor Paul Tudor Jones. In a recent interview, he said that Bitcoin is the only thing that humans can't adjust the supply in, and I'm going to stick with it. That, my friend, is a fact. And John Deaton has been going back and forth with Max Keiser. John Deaton wrote, "What is inconsistent is that so many Bitcoin maxis fancy themselves libertarians and then applaud or celebrate the massive and gross overreach by the SEC." And Max Keiser's response, "Of course the SEC is overreaching, but that won't stop them from killing off XRP and every other ish coin except Bitcoin. Of course, it's untouchable. Because there is virtually no rule of law whatsoever in Wall Street and finance for those with money and clout. Brad Garlinghouse has been spending a lot to keep his Ponzi scheme going, but he can't outspend the Fed and Jamie Dimon. It's just a matter of when, not if, when XRP gets cut down." Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max Keiser. And now for some big news this Tuesday. The first Bitcoin ETF in the United States officially goes live, but unfortunately, it's not a spot ETF. It's a futures leverage ETF. So let's discuss this, shall we? An ETF provider in the U.S. is reportedly close to launching its first-of-a-kind Bitcoin fund. It's called Volatility Shares. The ETF provider based in Mount Kisco, New York, will start offering the 2X Bitcoin Strategy ETF with the ticker BITX next Tuesday, June 27th, according to the company website, which is 2 days away. Volatility Shares says the product is the first U.S.-based ETF to offer leveraged long exposure to the crypto futures market, explains the company, quoting them here. BITX will seek daily investment results before fees and expenses that correspond to 2 times the return of the S&P CME Bitcoin Futures Daily Roll Index by investing in Bitcoin future contracts trading on the CME. Now, news of this volatility fund comes as much the crypto world eagerly awaits for the outcome of BlackRock's newly announced Bitcoin Spot ETF application, which has sent the price action parabolic from 25 to back above 30,000. Now, no U.S. Bitcoin Spot ETF apps have ever been approved thus far, despite submissions from Grayscale to convert their GBTC into a spot ETF. You also have VanEck and Cathie Wood's ARK Invest through the SEC. They did greenlight the launch of the first Bitcoin futures ETF, though, in October of 2021. Also like to point out, if a spot Bitcoin ETF does likely get approved, it's most likely going to get approved by BlackRock because they have a track record, as I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode, of 575-1, meaning at a 576 total ETF applications, the SEC approved 575 of them. So the likelihood of this spot Bitcoin ETF getting approved is very high. But the million-dollar question becomes, when? We all know there's a Bitcoin halving roughly 9 to 10 months out, which is going to occur early 2024. And the SEC has to respond to this app for the spot Bitcoin ETF by BlackRock before then. So will we see fireworks? What are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss a multi-year bull run, which is just starting now, according to the Bitwise CEO. That's the world's largest crypto index fund manager. So this is another bold prediction. In a new Bloomberg interview, Matt Hogan says the crypto prices have shown incredible dollar resilience in the face of increasing regulatory scrutiny. Hogan says that BlackRock's recent foray into Bitcoin may be the cherry on the top for new bull market conditions. Quoting him here, prices have actually been rising since last November after the FTX debacle. So this has been climbing a wall of worry. And now we have BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, putting in their flag in the ground and saying Bitcoin matters. And it's an asset that institutional investors will want to own for the next 5 to 10 years. I think we have entered a new era of crypto. I call it the mainstream era of crypto. And I think we have entered into a multi-year bull market that is just getting started now. Let's go. The CEO also forecast a new growth chapter beyond just asset prices. He says that crypto equities are now on the verge of blossoming and predicts a big wave of new crypto companies entering the stock market. Quoting him again, there is a pent-up pipeline of interest companies in the crypto space, crypto infrastructure companies that are going to see material stronger results as Bitcoin and other crypto assets continue to rise. So I expect that pipeline to open up. I'd say more broadly, crypto equities have actually outperformed crypto asset prices. Our index of crypto equities is up by more than 100% this year. So absolutely, we're going to see more debuts. We are going to see this industry grow by leaps and bounds. I think it is a really exciting moment for crypto. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Bitwise CEO that this multi-year bull market is just getting started right now. And with that being shared, now let's discuss the latest from legendary crypto trader Peter Brandt calling Bitcoin a legacy coin, which it absolutely is. And then we'll dive into a prediction of a $1.5 trillion Bitcoin market cap, followed by the latest from Jack Mallers and his $1 million Bitcoin price prediction that absolutely nobody can stop. And then we'll dive into our live Q&A. And welcome to everyone just joining the live show. Veteran trader Peter Brandt recently riled altcoiners after the suggesting that Bitcoin will outperform and outlast what he described as make-believe crypto wannabes. Brandt made the remarks after Mike, a private investor at eHoldings, concurred with his earlier tweet about Bitcoin's impending decisive breakout. Quoting Peter Brandt here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin is a legacy coin and will outlast and outvalue all of the make-believe crypto wannabes. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Peter Brandt. Now, Matt, one of the Twitter users that responded to Brandt's remarks, said he did not understand the reasoning behind the veteran trader's assertions. He also argued that proclaiming Bitcoin will forever outvalue everything is misguided. He also urged Brandt to stay flexible. Well, someone obviously does not understand Bitcoin, right? Now, another Twitter user reminded Brandt about the Bitcoin network's high transaction fees and long confirmation times and how these make the facilitation of efficient transactions impossible. The user ended the tweet by telling Brandt not to be fooled by maximalist ideology. However, in his subsequent tweets on the same subject, Brandt, who had previously clashed with the Bitcoin laser eye movement, appeared to reaffirm his belief in the king crypto. In one of these tweets, here's what he had to share. The burden of proof is increasing upon the bears in Bitcoin. The retesting of the underlying head and shoulders has been very well supported, and a possible falling wedge is being completely on the daily line chart, which is outlined right here. Now, that is pretty cool. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Peter Brandt that Bitcoin is here and it is a legacy coin here to stay. Obviously, right? Now, with that being shared, fam, now let's discuss this latest prediction by macro analyst who is predicting a $1.5 trillion Bitcoin market cap. Keep it in mind, the Bitcoin market cap right now is under 600 billion. So this is a factor of 3x prediction. Then we'll dive into the latest by the one and only fearless Strike CEO, Jack Mallers, followed by our live Q&A. So let's break this down, shall we? We got macro guru Hugh Hendry says Bitcoin's total market cap is likely to almost triple in size as macroeconomic conditions continue to worsen. In a new Bloomberg television interview, they had hedge fund manager says that high interest rates are likely to cause an economic downturn. Quoting him here, when you raise rates to 5% in the UK, effectively we're at 20% and we are going to break things. That's what the markets are telling you. Now, according to Hendry, Bitcoin will be one of the top performing assets when macroeconomic conditions worsen and its market cap is likely to explode. Send it. Now, the Bitcoin market cap is currently sitting just under $600 billion at the time of this live stream. He says gold is also a sound investment during a downturn, but that the drawback is that there is a limited potential to the upside for the precious metal. Quoting him here, gold is a defense. The upside is kind of modest. Gold is capitalized at $13 trillion, referring to the market cap. So say gold tripled, gold would be the equivalent size of all US stocks. Now I've lived long and I've lived a crazy life and I have seen some crazy stuff, but Even I can't conceive of that. So maybe it preserves its value. Now, Bitcoin's market cap is $500 billion, and Bitcoin finds itself in the world of asset allocation within a bucket that we call alternatives. You know, private equity, commercial property, gold, etc. Now, it is $100 trillion bucket, and Bitcoin is $500 billion. So it could triple, and it would be $1.5 trillion. It would be half the size of Apple. Hendry believes that the Bitcoin market cap will likely get a boost from regulators targeting other digital assets, like we're witnessing right now in real time, that they don't consider a commodity like they do Bitcoin, and from increased institutional involvement, such as BlackRock's Bitcoin Spot ETF application. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst that the Bitcoin market cap is likely to soar to $1.5 trillion. All I gotta say is send it and let's frickin' go. With that being shared, now from the latest from one of my favorite Bitcoiners, who is Jack Mallers. He's the Strike CEO. He recently spoke at the Miami Conference 2023 Bitcoin Conference, and they just did a massive launch, opening up their Strike app, which is a Bitcoin payments app in over 60 countries globally. So not only is Strike available in the United States and in El Salvador, but now in Mexico, and it's ultimately crippling the remittance business around the world from like Western Union, you know, MoneyGram, etc. So this is a game changer. And he was also more recently interviewed by CNBC, and he made very bold prediction on why Bitcoin is guaranteed to continue to go up in price, ultimately hitting $1 million. And he stands by the fact that nobody can change that. And you got to respect his, you know, his passion, determination, hence why he's one of my favorite Bitcoiners. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. Now let's break down the latest from Jack Mallers, but let's start with this tweet, which is a quote from this interview. There are only two things I can guarantee in this world. Number one, nobody can live forever. And number two, nobody can create more than 21 million Bitcoin. For everything else, there will always be more supply given enough demand. That's why the only two things I truly value are my life and my Bitcoin. I can totally relate to that 100%. Let me know if you can. Now, also remember earlier in the year, we had Balaji, the former Coinbase CTO. He was very bold and passionate about Bitcoin hitting $1 million within 90 days. In fact, he put his money where his mouth is and put a big wager of $1 million on the line. But lo and behold, it was to create awareness, he later went on to admit. So when he was asked about that, speaking to CNBC's Power Lunch with Kelly Evans, Strike CEO Jack Mallers discussed the role of Bitcoin in the ongoing banking crisis. And Mallers says he is convinced the Bitcoin price will hit $1 million. Why? Fueled by global hyperinflation, like we're witnessing right now in real time. And according to Mallers, the Fed has tarnished its name by printing more money to save the banking industry, despite claims to reduce inflation to 2%. And as such, Mallers expects Bitcoin prices to continue in higher demand, and also reiterated the fact there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoins despite the increase in demand. Hence, what makes Bitcoin so valuable is no politician, no corrupt government, no, you know, none of these shady mofos can change that. And because of the fact it can't be changed, that's what makes it so valuable, which is the same insights that Paul Tudor Jones, the billionaire legendary investor, was sharing that I shared with you earlier. For that reason alone, being uncorruptible money, unconfiscatable money with a finite limited supply is the game changer. That's why it says Bitcoin is guaranteed to go up in value, as the purchasing power is guaranteed to go up in Bitcoin, as the dollar purchasing power continues to decline. Why is that? They continue to print more. The greenback as money printer continue to go brrr. And as that happens, that just makes Bitcoin that much more valuable. And I think people are starting to recognize that as they lose more faith from central bankers and governments around the world. But let me know your thoughts. Do you agree or disagree with Jack Mallers that the Bitcoin price is likely to continue to go up all the way to $1 million, and that nobody, no person on this planet, no corrupt government, no organization can ever change that? I'll let your boy in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.